it's rewarding, because I can see just by listening to the people who receive the money what good it's going to do. That alone is rewarding. And when I look at how we've raised it, and I think, yeah, it has been an incredible journey, but it's been a fantastic journey. It's a journey I wish I'd never have to take, for obvious reasons, but it has been. It's been inspirational for me and motivational along the way as well.
And of course, the three charities that we've presented the money to tonight, just tell us exactly what they mean to you.
Well, I mean, Victim Support goes without saying, you know, the support we've had from them has been phenomenal. The North West Police Benevolent Fund, who all throughout the trial looked after us and continue to do so as well at functions like this, and then the Curragh Police Survivors, where you can get together with other families. If you want to do, you can swap stories, or if you want to just sit and whinge, I think that's what it's a peer support group. And again, it's inspirational to talk to other people who've been through similar things.
When you look at how much you've raised as well, I mean, 100,000 has been dished out tonight, but overall, we're talking, what, a quarter of a million, more than that?
Yeah, just I think we're edging towards 300,000. And obviously, things we've got planned for next year, we want to possibly double that, which will, again, be a phenomenal amount of money for child victims of crime.
I mean, you said this has been a journey. You know, not long ago, we marked the two-year anniversary. How's that 2 years been in terms of, obviously, you have been planning and doing events, but, I mean, like, suddenly 2 years is upon you?
I think it's quite frightening sometimes, because you realise just how fast time goes when you mark events like that. I suppose you don't really mark events, but, you know, significant things like birthdays and Christmas, yeah, you do, which again have got their own significance, because obviously you don't mean the same at Christmas time or Nicola's birthday. So it has been a fantastic journey at times, but then you stop yourself and you think, hang on a minute, why am I on this journey? There's only one reason, and that sort of brings you down to earth sometimes.
But in terms of what you're doing and what's to come, I guess you mentioned that's why you do it, and the buzz from it, that keeps you going, doesn't it?
It keeps you occupied, it keeps you focused. And then, if you think about even the smallest gesture to a child who's going through what I'm going through, I think it's different for adults, because we've got more life experience. But for children who haven't got any life experience, it must be really, really difficult for them. And you get a small gesture like something what the three charities are going to do from tonight, or what we want to do in the future, that I think that could make a massive difference in those child's life in the future.
And just remind us what the PC Nicola Hughes Memorial Fund will focus on.
We'll focus on like educational or pre-employment training courses, opportunities. If I take something from one of our patrons, Sir Patrick Stewart, has said, it helps children put the nuts and bolts of the life back together. And that's the simple things what we're going to be there for. Yeah, we could take them to Disneyland. We could bring them back in 2 weeks. And they've been to Disneyland, but they've still lost mum and dad. They're still going through what they're going through at school. And that's where the difference with what we'll do is say, this is what's focused on. Money management courses, possibly apprenticeships, driving lessons, where if mum or dad aren't there anymore, family budget's cut in half. You're just thinking university, you can forget that. But yeah, possible university courses as well.
Finally, obviously, you've talked about what you've got from it, what the charities are going to get from it. I mean, it's in your daughter's name. I mean, this is all about Nicola at the end of the day, isn't it?
It's surreal sometimes. You have to pinch yourself and you look at when you see it written down and you think, that's the hard part. That's the real hard part. You know, if you chose a different name, I suppose it'd be easier, but it wouldn't have the same significance.